This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In London, England today, the government of Prime Minister David Cameron administered yet another dose of budget austerity, a measure to hold down increases in welfare benefits in this case. More to the point, though, the Cameron government has just passed the halfway mark of its electoral mandate. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports on the effects of 2.5 years of budget austerity.
The war on the deficit has been waged by two parties in a coalition government. It's been at times a stormy union, but now, halfway through, Prime Minister David Cameron says the marriage is working.
We said we would come together, we said we'd tackle these big problems, we said we'd get on with it in a mature and sensible way, and that is exactly what we've done.
But they've fallen far short of their goals. They've cut the deficit by only a quarter. The country's lurched into two recessions, could soon slide back into a third, and lose its AAA credit rating. Oh, and analyst Bob McKee says the budget cuts haven't even begun to hurt.
The hit to people's living standards, at least from reductions in government services and reductions in welfare benefits, really only starts to bite this year.
So why the economic malaise? The government blames the eurozone debt crisis, but economist Simon Tilford says the government's tough talk dented confidence.
The language that they've adopted, we must cut, we must rein in spending, we must accept lower living standards. This has unsettled both consumers and companies.
The ice to the right, 300.
Tonight, the government easily won a vote to cap welfare benefits. Cameron has much more control over Parliament than President Obama has over Congress, but Cameron is clearly struggling to administer even a moderate dose of austerity. The message to the US seems to be deficit cutting is not as easy as it seems. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.